The Gemara and Bava Kamma and Daf Lamed Beis tells us about Kabbalah's Pnei Ashchina, Bo v'neitze likras kala malkasa. And Rashi says, Ka'odam ha-makabal Pnei Melech. And the Rambam, when he codifies this in Hilchas Shabbos and Perek Lamed, but Kovod Shabbos, he says, Ezu Kovod zeh she'amu chachomim she'mitzah al-odam lichotz ponov yodov v'raglov b'chamin b'erev Shabbos b'nei Kovod ha-Shabbos ומסעתף בציציס ויושב וכובד ראש, מיכל להקבלס פני השבס כמושו יוצא לקרס המלך. וחכום המשון המקפצים תלמידים בערב שבס ומסעתפים ואומרים, בואו ונצא לקרס שבס המלך. ומכובד השבס ילבש כסוס נקיה ולא יהיה מלבש החול כמלבש השבס. As the Ram continues, Ezra Tikin Shu Ha'am, Bechapsim Bechamish Mine Kovod HaShabbos, Osu Lekfor, Sudu Mishtabe HaShabbos Mine Kovod HaShabbos, Bechavod HaShabbos, Shimna Odom Min HaMinuch L'mayel Mikvor, Sudu Kedei Shikonish L'Shabbos, Kshu Mis'ave Lecho, V'tzorech L'sakin, Beisimu Be'odjom Mine Kovod HaShabbos, and so on, V'yaneh Dolok, and the Ram continues. So, if you look carefully, the Rav point down at the Lashon of Ram, you'll see that the Lashon of the Rambam, based on the Gemara here in Bava Kamma and the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Hei, that parallel the halachas of tefillah. As the Gemara tells us, that Erev Shabbos, they used to, how you may vin lo aveva meleya chamim vayavochets, and that's parallel to what the Ram says. Shemitzah yisis rachik v'is atef betzitzis yoshev bekovid rosh mechel kabbalz pnei Shabbos kemo shiyotze likras melech. Which parallels what the Ram passes in Hilchas Tefillah in Perek Dalet. Avoshach v'shrochse panov yodav v'raglov v'achar kach yisbalo. And similarly, the Atifa in Talis is halacha also in Hilchas Tefillah, as the Ram says in Perek Gimel from Hilchas Tzitzis. La'olim yishtadol yos otav b'ksus ha'mechuyeves b'tzitzis k'day shikam yitzizu u'b'shas ha'tfila tzok lizor b'yosar. And the halacha of Kovod Rosh, that he says by Shabbos, this of course applies to tefillah. The Chaim said that's the essence of tefillah. The Ram says in Perek Hay, in Perek Dam Hilchas Tefillah, Kovod hu halacha tesayin, Kovod hi hakavona shiyifna es libo mikolam achshava shiyir atzmo kiilu hu omed lifnei hashchina. Lefikach, Tzorach leishiv ma'at kodem ha'tfila k'dei l'chavin es libo v'achakach yispal b'nachus b'tachanunim. So the reason the Ram on these halachas, namely Kovod Shabbos, and also the requirements preparation to tefillah, they parallel, so it's just a common denominator between them is because it's amida l'fnei Hashem. As the Ram says, the essence of tefillah, in Perek Dalet from Hilchas Tefillah, amida l'fnei Hashem is the essence of tefillah. And that's what's mechayev all these halachas, namely chitza, kovod rosh, atifa betalis, and similarly the halachas that are required by kovod Shabbos. And that's what, when the Agmar says that Be'ev Shabbos yotze l'kabba p'nei melech, the Melech, of course, is Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Melech Malchei HaMelachim. So it's interesting, if you look at the Lashon HaRambam that we cited before, the Rambam splits the Locha. First he says, Ezu Kovod, Lilchotz U'misatev Petzitzis V'yoshiv V'kovid Rosh. But then he concludes the Halacha, U'mikovid HaShabbos, repeats again, Sheilbas K'sus Nekiyah, and so on. So the reason he splits is because the Rav said that the first ones is Lilchotz Mesata Betzitziv Yoshev Kovod Rosh. Those are the ones that are related to the Kabbalah Shpnei HaMelech, Pnei Shpnei HaShchina, and those are the ones that you find parallel to in Hilchas Tefillah. But the second ones, namely Ksusna Ki and Kibush Begodim, on Thursday, and that you should come to the Suda when you're still hungry, cleaning up the house and lighting candles, the Shulchan Aruch, those are a different din. That's to give covered to the Yom HaShabbos itself, the Yom HaKudosh. And the Rav said the nafkamina between them is Lagabe Yontif, because L'chorib on Yontif, there's no halacha of Kabbalah Pnei HaShechina. That's uniquely related to Shabbos. So the halacha on Yontif is, of course, it's called Mikra Kodesh. So, however, what's a little difficult about this, because L'chori there is a locha of Lifnei Hashem also on Yontif also, as the Pasuk says, Smachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokechem. So on Yontif also is a locha of Lifnei Hashem. And that Simcha is because we're Lifnei, Simcha Yontif is because we're Lifnei Hashem. That's what's Mvatel Avelus. So the Rav said that even though in both of these circumstances we have an encounter with Kodesh Baruch Hu, with the Melech, but there's a difference between Yontif and Shabbos. Yontif, we go up to God's palace, that's the Loch of Aliyah Levegel, and therefore we're, since we enter Kodesh Baruch Hu's abode, and we're guests, Kavyochel of the Bonishom, that requires halachas of covered as well. However, Shabbos is just the opposite. Not that we go up to be oil regal to go Kadosh Baruch Hu's house, but rather Kadosh Baruch Hu comes as a distinct, as honored guest to our home, and that's what lechadodah is. We're coming. Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming to us, and that's. That's when on Yontif there's a loch of Aliyah Levegel and coming to Bias Mikdash. However, Shabbos, there's no loch of Aliyah Levegel because Kodesh Baruch on the contrary, he comes to as Kavyochel into our home. And that's why there's a difference in that and once we come and Kodesh Baruch is our guest, It requires to such a distinguished guest to show special covered. But by Yontif, we're going to Kodesh Baruch Hu's house, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is hosting us, Kavyachol.